League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hello and welcome back. It's hour three of In This League on FMTSY. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. The Welsh is gone. He is no longer with us. But in jumps our boy, Casey Bubba, at BDNtrick on the Twitter. How's it going, Bubba?
It is going great, my friend. Just another wonderful time talking some NFL with you over here on FNTSY.
And you were traveling a lot this week. Are you are you all caught up on your sleep? Or are you still kind of dragging ass? Or how you doing there?
Oh, I am dragging my big ass around right now. It is. It's hopefully the sleep catches up soon, but we got to get going and make it happen. But yeah, traveling is as fun as it can be. It seems like it's less of a vacation than you think.
You know, it's funny because when you travel, sometimes you get that like, oh God, I'm so tired. But then you get like this big chunk of sleep because there's nothing else you can do about it. Like you have to sleep, and I always find that to be maybe the most restful sleep. Like, I think that's the closest sleep to death is traveling sleep, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to hope I get a Bogman sleep where I wake up about 2 in the afternoon. That's what I'm hoping for. I haven't had that in forever. I'm looking forward to it.
I haven't had that in forever. I mean, unless I actually did when I missed the Black Book show a couple weeks ago. I just couldn't sleep. I was like, I was just wide awake. I'm like, all right, if it's, because I didn't look at the clock. I'm like, if it's 4. Because we were supposed to record at 8:30 that day. I was like, if it's 4, I'm just going to have to tell them I can't do it. And I look at my clock, and it was 5:30. And I was like, yep, looks like I'm out for today. Then I slept till 2, but I didn't go to bed till 8. So, other than that, I can't, like, I went to sleep real late last night. Like, knowing I could sleep in today, and I still woke up at 10, which I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes, but, you know, 10 for me is, you know, that's my early season. When we get to baseball season, then I'll sleep till noonish, you know, and all that stuff.
But, I love it. Love it.
But the baseball goes late. I got to stay up late for the baseball. So
for the baseball, they said the baseball goes late. We got to stay for the baseball.
Got to stay for the baseball. tell everybody about all your podcasts. You got Bench with Bubba. What else is in season right now?
Yeah, we got Bench with Bubba in season on Monday nights. We record a always pressing PGA DFS podcast for you crazy golf nuts out there. It's a lot more fun than you think. Don't knock it till you tried it. We got the 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast. I have the Fantrax DFS podcast. And that's about what's in season right now. But there's always something going on. That one thing with traveling this week, missed a couple shows. But here we are. We're back. We're ready to roll with you.
And you rocked last week against the spread 8-5. You killed the props 22-17. There were some funny ones, like you missed the Jets and the over, but you got all the props on that one. And then I think there was another one where you got the game the
Niners,
right.
Niners Redskins.
You got the game right and then missed all the props. So, of course, that game,
that's wild.
Yeah, they were loading up animals 2x2. So, you know, it's ridiculous. Way, way too much rain. But let's go through these games and just tell me what you thought of them. And, you know, we'll start out with that San Francisco one. How did you feel about that biblical flooding and 9-0? So we can get that one out of the way.
Well, the future of football, Jimmy Garoppolo parted the seas and got the Niners to win. But you really can't take anything away from it. It was a disgusting display because they couldn't do anything. It was bad.
Yeah, it was a really, really ugly game. But you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes you just get that weather. I think, didn't they say, correct me if I'm wrong, you would know this too. There was a rainout in Dodger Stadium, I think, earlier this year, early. And it was like the first rainout in some unbelievable amount of time, right? It's like 25 years or something.
Yeah, I think it was L.A., San Diego. Might have been L.A. You might be right there, but it was like the first one in forever because it just, you know, how you're in Arizona, I'm in California. It just doesn't rain around here these days. It's crazy.
Yeah, it just does not rain. And when it rains, then you get, you know, the biblical flooding like they had. But that I think that was in Washington anyway. The Rams at the Falcons. This one kind of played out as expected, 37-10, but it didn't hit the over because Matt Ryan got hurt.
Yeah, Matt Ryan got hurt. That's a shame because it's usually fantasy gold when it's the come from behind game like we expect it to be. Didn't get it. We got Matty Schaub that kind of saved Hooper's day. But overall, I guess the worst takeaway from this is the Rams were not nearly as dominant as I wanted them to be in a game against the Falcons. Could be because they never came back to make them push, but it really wasn't what we were hoped for.
Miami loses to Buffalo 31-21, but they cover.
I was about to say, they did not lose, my friend. They covered. They covered a 17-point spread in Buffalo with those crazies. Other than that, though, we're starting to see the Devontae Parker, Preston Williams. They're actually starting to show a little bit of viability with Fitzmagic back there, like we talked about last week, because he just likes to throw it everywhere. And the scary thing is, as a Dolphins fan that wants them to lose out, Fitzpatrick actually gives them the best chance to win. So this is not good. That's like back-to-back weeks where they've been competitive for more than two quarters. So this is not good.
So let me ask you, and I think we've gone over this a little bit, but Trevor Lawrence is just having a terrible year, you know, for college football. He's not, I mean, I still think he would be the first quarterback picked in a draft right now, but it would be close. And given his kind of lack of play, and the fact that the Dolphins and the Bengals are fighting for the number one overall pick right now, we'll get a resolution to that because they play later this year. But
it'll end at a tie.
the Tua Bowl. Yeah. It could be. But what do you think about taking a quarterback early this year? Like if they have one that they really like, or are you just going to take BPA and then go with, you know, stick with Rosen and hope that he can get behind a little bit of a better line? Because I would say, you know, I don't think it's arguable that he hasn't really had a fair shake yet.
Yeah, Rosen is not. He's going to be the car, not David, but what I'm bringing.
You know, it is David, Texas. Not Derek. David. Right.
David never had an offensive line. So I'm going to give him that. He's going to be that version of it. If I'm the Dolphins, what I would like to do is, you know, best player available, like you said, build the offensive line. They have so many picks this year and next year already coming up. You know, trading Laremy Tunsil would be nice to have him still sitting there when you build around this offensive line, but that's what got some of the picks. Can't look back at that now. I would really try to build around Rosen, and then if all else fails, you can get Trevor Lawrence. If they go for it this year, you know, Tua's hurt already. It might be the hype because he's been on fire this year, but I'm a big Burrow fan. I like what he's doing out there. It could just be smoke and mirrors, but he's been really, really good. We'll wait and see. Like the overall quarterback class to me, and you're way more the college guy, it's not overly impressive to me after, say, you know, Tua and Hurts and Burrow right now.
Right. I mean, there are guys that are just losing value. You know, Trevor Lawrence, he's not in this class, but he was one of the highest prospects. He's losing a little bit of value. I would argue Jake Fromm, we're probably seeing what his value is right now, and it's not very high. So, you know, I think it'll shape up the you know, closer when we get there. And I haven't really dove into film and stuff yet, but I mean, Burrow has pushed himself up there, so that's nice too. But I don't know. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Like, I hate being in the middle in any sport, which is exactly where most of my teams are right now. But I hate being in the middle because it's either like you get excited about the rebuilding process or you get excited about the playoffs. And, you know, the Dolphins are just kind of a fun team to talk about now because.
Well, for once they are, because we talked about it before the season started, before they were this bad. Is I live in a world where they're basically the Jeff Fishers just in Miami. Like they lived at 7-9, 8-8, or 9-7. They just never had a cool coach like that. So it was that's my world in a nutshell. It's like, OK, we're going to give us some hope, maybe get a wild card team and get smoked in the first round. Or just miss the playoffs and have like the 12th to 15th pick of the draft that won't matter. That's what they do year in and year out.
Can you solve a debate for me? Is Jeff Fisher Day July 9th or August 8th?
I would make it July 9th. That would be me personally. But, you know, it could be September 7th, like in reality. you know, actually, it should probably be August 8th because I think 8-8, .500 is pretty fun there.
Yeah,
Should be that one the more I think about it.
That's kind of what I thought. I thought, you know, Jeff Fisher Day is 8-8, you know, every single day. And that's just the way it goes. But he can go coach in the XFL or AAF, whatever the hell he's doing.
He'll be in the NFL sooner than you think.
Oh, God. Well, I hope it's
as he'll probably be in Miami after we 2 years of draft
way.
Picks will come in.
No way. Just go hire Lincoln Riley or pay one of those college coaches a ton of money. Don't.
I still like Flores. I'm not giving up on him. He, you know, you walk into a mess like this, they better not get stupid and start going, okay, you had your chance. Like, no, he has not had a chance. Like, you guys screwed up on this one. Like, I'd be Patriot way and it up there if he got fired.
Right. Yeah. I just don't think it's fair to, I mean, because he's even in on it, you know, he's in on the tanking, you know, you can't not be in on it. So, but I tell you what though, Zach Taylor in Cincinnati is having some struggles and Jacksonville beat Cincinnati 27-17 here. And there's some rumblings about Zach Taylor possibly going after year one. Should he have more success with this team, with the players that they have?
Yeah, he should. Like, I know they're not great. The O-line's bad, but they have weapons on offense, like competent weapons. The defense, yeah, but whatever. But, like, just the way they're using Joe Mixon is inexcusable. If they were using Joe Mixon the way you should use an athlete like Joe Mixon and still losing, I might give you some more slack. But it's embarrassing. You're using Auden Tate more than Tyler Boyd. Like, once John Ross left, all of a sudden the offense, like, got quiet. It's a bad football team, but I can't remember if it was the Black Book show or a different show I was listening to throughout my travels. Someone said it best that it's really bad because the Dolphins are trying to tank, but the Bengals are trying to win and they just can't win. It's like your escalator of sorrow has to be amazing.
Well, it's half empty now these days. So did you see the clip of the guy asking Josh Lambeau what he does with his hair?
No, I missed that.
Oh my God, it's so funny. I'll find it and send it to you. But it's picked up, I think, on the ref's mic when he's announcing a penalty. The stadium's so empty, you can hear a guy in the front row going, "Lambeau, what do you do for your hair, man? What's secret?" Yeah, it's hilarious. It's so funny.
That's like watching Tampa Bay Rays games and you can hear the fans the whole time.
Talking about their taxes or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, thank God I live in Florida. Minnesota 42 over the Lions 30. What do you see in this one besides Kerryon getting hurt?
Kerryon getting hurt. I know we talked about it last week because I took Detroit. I thought they were a better team than this. This was a massive step back for me. And it's not just Kerryon that hurt here. Minnesota played great. Cousins kept throwing the ball. Cook got his. Minnesota's a lot better, I guess, than I thought. But Detroit, I thought, was a better team than this. And that was a big setback.
Yeah, it seemed like Detroit was kind of getting screwed. You know, a miss here, a miss there, a bad call, that kind of stuff. They were, you know, a couple bounces away from having a really good record. And then they played the Vikings. And we're like, nah, they're probably, like old Denny Green used to say, they are who we thought they were. Yep. Speaking of, they are who we thought they were. Packers over the Raiders, 42-24. And Aaron Rodgers single-handedly saving my guillotine team. Let's go.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear later on in the show who you say is going to kill you this week, because you've like said that 3 or 4 weeks
Alvin
ago.
Alvin Kamara being hurt is not going to help. So,
but yeah, this Green Bay, this is scary because this is who they – I know Oakland's defense is not great, but Green Bay looked almost flawless, and they've gotten better each week is the part I like about it. They're scary, really scary right now.
Yeah. And a real tough matchup they get with Patrick Mahomes officially out, you know. So I just.
You clowning on my boy Matt Moore? He got us to the playoffs and almost beat your Steelers. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I saw. So you know the Steelers have a tendency to play down to teams, right? So, well, trust me, it's going to happen this week, too. So
that's right. We got a big game to talk about.
That's right. We got a huge game to talk about this week. Can't forget. So you're trying to bury it.
Yeah, just forget about these things.
The Colts over the Texans, 30-23.
The Colts, similar to the Packers, but they're good. I think I picked Indy in this one. Very, very solid. Brissett's a a really, really good quarterback. And Houston, it was kind of the letdown game we thought about. You know, they've had a couple of big ones to win in Kansas City. So Indy, big win for them.
The Cardinals go on the road and beat Daniel Jones and the Giants 27-21.
This one surprised me. It was two bad teams, but Arizona's, we said it last week where they started calling their offense a little differently to kind of cater to Kyler more, and they looked better, and they did it again this last week. The Giants aren't great, but I thought with Saquon back, they you know, against a bad Arizona defense, you'd see some good things from the Giants. We really didn't see those. Arizona gets the big road win. It might not be pretty, but it's a big road win and good for a young team to keep winning like this.
The Titans over the Chargers, last play of the game, though.
Yeah, that was about as Chargers as a Chargers loss can be. That was amazing, especially like in the first half where they lose all those games and they make a run to make the playoffs. That was perfect Chargers, and my goodness, just play Austin Eckler. Just play Austin Eckler. It's that simple.
The Saints over the Bears, 36-25.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, we got a quarterback controversy in New Orleans. Just going to throw that out there. I'm kidding. Kidding. Sarcasm. LOL. Face. But, the Bears, Mitch Trubisky, can we say bust? Is that allowed to be said yet?
Not yet. I mean, we could say he's not very good because he's not, but I don't think the
B. Okay, I'll say bust. We'll save the T for later.
Ravens over the Seahawks, 30-16.
This one disappointed me in a big, big way. Seattle is similar to that Detroit thing, but I think Seattle's actually good. This was a shocker to me. Very much a shocker.
Yeah, it was a shocker to me a little bit, too. You know, Lamar just took that game over. It was insane. It looked like
I haven't watched I thought about that because you said that going into the week. I haven't seen a full Lamar game, and I got to watch that one. He's, like, graceful out there. It's scary. When he runs, he's like a gazelle. It is disgustingly scary.
Just imagine him with some good wideouts. You know, Mark Andrews dropping three passes in that game.
Like, easy passes. Like
easy. Hit him right in his beaters. Couldn't
do
it. Wide
open. One was for a touchdown. And trust me, I had stakes in that one. Yeah. Not pretty.
37-10 Cowboys over the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles are bad. Bad football team. That's the best way I can put it. Because Dallas, we've been kind of going back and forth. Like, they're a really good team, but they show some flaws. When they play the way they played this last week, they're pretty unstoppable. And they jumped on them early and they could never catch up.
And the last one, the Monday Night Football game with Sam Darnold seeing goes 33-0 Pats over the Jets.
It's disgusting what the Patriots are doing. It's disgusting. And they've had an easy schedule. Yep. I said it. Easy schedule. Let's see how the next 6 weeks go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it gets that much harder either. So
I know. Just trying to have some hope here, Bob. I guess it's like 19-0 is coming up, or at least 18-0 because they're going to the Super Bowl. So it's, I don't see the AFC. I don't see anybody stopping them really.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing is that they'll actually face some adversity in the playoffs, but we'll have to see them get there first. But we're going to hit a break, and when we come back, we'll be going over all the action for Week 8 in the NFL right after this. We'll be right back.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. we can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
In this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Welcome back. It's hour three of In This League on FNTSY. I'm here with my friend, KC Bubba. I want to call you Brian. I don't know what to, like, what do you like to be called?
I just like to be called. unless it's a professional, so I tell people it's like I'm in a serious thing, which I rarely am if people know me. Bubba works just fine, but I'll answer to many things. I've answered to far worse than Brian or Bubba.
Okay. So we're good. Well, because, you know, we record this, we're on Skype, your name up here is Brian, I see KC Bubba, you know, and it throws me off every time, but I think I call you Bubba most. So I don't
the
know.
Skype picture is a lot prettier.
Yeah,
the Skype picture is a lot prettier.
mine is just you know, I look fat in front of a bunch of barrels, and that was like 40 pounds ago. So you know, I love these Skype pictures.
That was before the baseball season.
Joe looked, yeah, before this. That was actually at the 2012 All-Star game. That was at the Boulevard Brewing Company in Kansas City. So that is where that picture's from. And then Joe's looks like blue steel. Have you ever seen Joe's?
Yes. Joe uses that picture everywhere. Even the work I do on the Quant Edge, if you look at his articles, that's his picture on there. Like, he uses that thing everywhere. He's just like,
well, he probably paid a bunch of money for a headshot, so why not use it everywhere, right?
Well, you can see the makeup, so it makes sense.
Oh, that's just his everyday makeup. Let's start out here with week eight. Like we said, 8-5 against the spread, 4-9 against over-unders, 22-17 on the props. So you had a pretty damn good week last week. We're going to start out the Giants at the Lions here. Detroit is favored by 6.5 points. The over is 49.5. How do you see this one going?
I think it's a get right for the Detroit Lions. I know I just said they're not as good as we thought they were, but the Giants are as bad as we thought they were. So I'll take Detroit and the over. I think Matt Stafford is a big day.
Detroit and the over. Well, he's going to have a big day because Kerryon's down. And I actually like Ty Johnson in DFS this week a ton because he's super cheap and he's the guy that should be getting the run. And we just saw Chase Edmonds tear up the Giants, but I put his rushing yards on here as 70. So, you know, Ty Johnson rush yards against the Giants, 70. What do you think about that?
I'm going to go under. It'll be close. I think they just throw the ball a lot in this game, but I do agree with what you said. A lot of people like Johnson this week. If they want to run the ball, he'll be able to very, very easily.
Now, Marvin Jones last week to, you know, the surprise of pretty much everybody and me specifically because I had him on my bench in my home league. You know, what I really hate is I lost to my one friend that will talk smack until next year, and I had Marvin Jones on my bench. It was just, you know, it's just one of those things that happens. So Marvin Jones on the bench for me scored 4 touchdowns last week. I don't know if he'll score 4 again for the season. We'll see. But I put his touchdowns at 0.5. So Is he going to score a touchdown in this game against the Giants?
Yeah, he'll find the end zone again. I think Galladay has the big game, but Jones will find the end zone at least once this game. And how many times has your buddy texted you to remind you about benching him so far?
Only like three times. So not bad.
It's a good friend.
Two of them were day of. So, you know.
Oh, those don't even count.
I think they count more during the process. But I was like, I was like, well, I could take a loss in this. That's not the guillotine league. So, I'm down. We're in the final nine there. And I just do not feel good. I tell you, I do feel good about a couple parts of my team this week. But we'll get to that when we get to that game. Saquon Barkley. Over 100 yards. He came back real quick off that knee injury. Looked a little hobbled against the Cardinals, but this is a nice matchup here, and he's still the entire offense.
Yeah, I'm going to go over on this. We saw Dalvin Cook run wild on him. The Giants need Barkley in this game. I got the over, so I'm going to go over on Barkley as well. It was nervous watching him start limping again last week, but Sterling Shepard already ruled out. You got Ingram and Tate. Barkley will get his.
Tampa Bay at Tennessee we go to here. Tennessee, a 2.5-point favorite. 45.5 is the over. Tampa Bay coming off the bye week, though. How do you see this one going?
Bruce Arians off the bye with the W on the road. The road dog wins outright.
Tampa Bay
plus 2.5. And I will take the over in this one because I think it's going to be a very it's actually an entertaining football game.
I think we've gone opposite on both games so far. I took the Giants in the under, and I took Tennessee in the under.
I feel even better now. I'm just kidding. I mean, I gotta get all this in before we talk about Monday Night Football. Okay?
I think against the spread, you probably got me this year because I'm one game below. Over-unders, I might have you, though. So we'll see. I haven't counted it up on your totals. Maybe that's something we'll do for next week. Who knows? Yeah. Chris Godwin receiving yards. I put it at 90 because what are you supposed to put it at for this guy? Yeah. I mean, he's leading the league in points. I think he's averaging 2 more points per game over every other wide receiver in the NFL. It's just ridiculous right now. So Chris Godwin, 90 yards over under that.
I'm going to go over because, like you said, like, what do you do? It's like, okay, Terry McLaurin, let's just play Terry McLaurin. Chris Godwin, you just play him and he's going to probably get you 7+ and 100+. That's what he does.
If I put this at 115, what would you say?
That's really good. I'd be debating the under on that one, but that's good.
All right. Corey Davis catches. Obviously, we got the new quarterback here in Ryan Tannehill. This Ryan Tannehill right here, he's my guy. Corey Davis catches at 5. I mean, and who do you like more between Corey Davis and AJ Brown?
That's the $1 million question. First, I'll tell you this much. I think Corey Davis gets over 5. I think they both have great days. Last week we saw 8 and 7 targets each. Tannehill's going to throw it around. I was always kind of a closet Tannehill fan. I have a Tannehill jersey hanging in my closet, actually.
For what?
I thought he was. Well, it was cheap. I thought he was actually half decent, but you know the teams we had in Miami have just been good.
I forgot about the Dolphins. So I don't know. He's an Aggie, you know, so I can't like him.
Well, it's only like his 5th year being a quarterback, so he's still trying to figure it all out. But I think Brown's actually probably the better long term play. If you're thinking DFS terms, Brown's more of a cash game play because I think he gets maybe more volume, where Davis has the big playability. Brown's the Thielen to Davis is the Diggs in this offense.
I like that comparison. It's like the Kmart version, though, of course. So
well, it'll be a good comparison. It's like Corey Davis is the Evans in this game, where Godwin is the Brown.
Right. Okay. Derrick Henry rush yards. I'm going to put it at 80 against Tampa Bay.
It'll go over. He's going to carry the ball at least 25 times because as much as I do like Tannehill, they also are smart enough to know that he can blow a game real quick.
Now, but if Derrick Henry is going to be carrying the ball 25 times, how does this game go over?
Because neither one are playing defense.
All right.
And this is the thing. Like, this is the DFS mentality that I have. That's why some people might get goofy with me on this. You have to create like a game in your head on how you see it going. And so maybe not 25 carries, but like 20 carries. Like I see him getting in a heavy workload, at least busting one big one. So he's going to get 100 yards in this game. You just look at the back and forth in this game is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, when I see Tampa Bay in the over, for me, obviously Tampa Bay getting points, so they don't even have to win the game outright. But it's at least close. And if Tampa Bay really doesn't play games close, you know, they, I mean, I guess they do, but usually it looks in the stat line anyway that they're dominating. Yeah. You know, either Jameis is throwing a million picks or he's throwing a million yards. So what if I set the over under turnovers at 2.5 for Jameis in this game? What would you say?
That's a heck of a number as well. I'd go I'd go under. I got 2, but would anybody be shocked if it was like 7?
Yeah. Well, if it's more than 5, he's going to the bench. In comes Ryan Griffin.
Is he really?
Arians has to do that. He may come back next week, but he's going to the bench in this one. Chargers at the Bears here. Chicago's a 3.5-point favorite. 41 is the over. I don't know what the hell to think in this game, so please feel free. If you have a confident response, spit it at me, because I have no idea.
Yeah, this is the matchup of two teams that looked so bad last week. The Chargers didn't look as bad. I'll take the Chargers plus 3.5 because I can see this being a field goal game either way. Like, literally, I'll take it in the under to help you out. I'll take the under because I have no faith in either one of these teams right now. I think Trubisky, they might be able to move the ball, but he can turn it over three. He can go Winston out there. And then you got the Chargers. The Bears defense, not great, but still good. And they'll want to give Melvin Gordon the ball like a bunch of dummies. So it's a bad game.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good one. I picked the Bears just because they're at home, and I just keep thinking, like, the defense has to clamp down at some point. So
I would think so.
And I think against the Chargers would be a good week to do that. What about Melvin Gordon total yards? I set it at 70 here.
I'm going to go under. I know they keep feeding him the rock, but he's been so bad, like bad. They need to stop giving him the ball until he's ready. He's either not healthy or something. I don't know. This is the worst holdout decision I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, he's really looked bad, but it's, you know, I think mainly because the offensive line is so horrific. So, but throwing the ball in space, you know, have him run some of those routes that Eckler's running, you know, he's good. I mean, that's why he needs to be paid or wants to be paid. How about Allen Robinson catches? I put it at 7.
I'm going to go under. But it's good because he's going to get probably 11 or 12 targets. It's just a matter of can Trubisky make them good targets.
I think, to be honest, I almost feel like targets should go out the window and PFF does catchable balls. You know what
I
mean?
That's a much better. Yeah, I can go with you there. It's just harder for people that you find target stats everywhere you look.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you have to pay for catchable balls. So yeah,
catchable balls is a better stat. I 100% agree.
What about David Montgomery rush yards? I put it at 60 here because the Chargers have been bad.
Yeah, I'll go over because this has the feeling of let's minimize Mitch throwing the football.
I got a trade offer in a 3-sport league. And I'll spare you the weird details here, but it's basically David Montgomery for Luis Robert.
David Montgomery for Luis Robert. I personally would rather have Luis Robert. What I saw him do last year, the kids, and he's just getting older. He's still so young. I'd rather have Robert. I'm not a huge Montgomery guy, but I know a lot of the college football guys like yourself, maybe not you per se, but a lot like Montgomery a bunch. I'd rather have Luis Robert.
I like him a lot, but I want Robert. So,
yep.
But the guy trying to get him from me, it's funny because he's a huge Bears fan, but he's a huge White Sox fan too. So,
Chicago,
we'll see about that. Seattle at Atlanta here, Seattle favored by 3.5. The over is 53.5. What do you see in this one?
This is Seattle getting back to basics here. Seattle takes this one down. I'm going to take the under because if Matt Ryan plays, it'll be over. I'm taking the under because if Matt Schaub plays, we know it's Jameis Winston time. Like, interceptions are coming. The only scary part is he's usually good for a pick 6 or 2. So that could affect things, but he's going to turn the ball over.
God, I can't. How many did he throw with the Texans?
It was like, what, 7 or 8 games in a row he had pick 6s?
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was nuts.
That's some college football stuff. But Tyler Lockett receiving yards, I put it at 85 here. I feel like that might be low.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. It's not like low because with Lockett, it's like a cliche used over and over again. He's very efficient. He doesn't get the volume, but they're probably very catchable balls when they go to him and he makes them work. So I'll go over.
Russell Wilson pass yards, I said here at 280.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I think they're going to do whatever they want. A lot of them will be dumping it off to Carson, throwing it to Lockett, whatnot. Wilson will go over.
Calvin Ridley catches 5.5.
I'm going to go over here. I know I clowned on Schaub, but I think they'll double Julio. Sanu's out of town. Ridley will get his.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, Ridley, I think you might get what you paid for Ridley now, yep, moving forward with Sanu gone, right? Yeah, I mean, I not agree with Matt Schaub, but if Matt Ryan is good to go, then I think we'll finally start getting what we paid for, because I have Ridley in a bunch of spots, but, you know, Sanu is a nuisance for sure. Going over to the Jets at the Jaguars game here. Jaguars -6.5, 41 is the over. How do you see this one playing?
It's going to be another bad. It's like almost Halloween, so the ghost can come back again. I'm going to go the Jets, though, just because I don't trust the Jags to win by a touchdown. That's just the bad truth of it. I'm going to go Jets, and I'm going to actually go with the over on this one.
You know, I did the same thing. I went Jets in the over. I went Seattle in the under. We've been, ever since the first two, we've been pretty simpatico here. The Jets just, you know, they beat the Cowboys.
They're a bad good team, or a good bad team. I don't know how you say it. Like, they have signs of life, or they just implode.
Yeah, like them making the wild card would look ridiculous, but the AFC and the way it's being played right now, it wouldn't be shocking to me. The way some of these teams are playing right now, you know, it's who in the AFC North is going to make the playoffs? The Ravens and nobody, right?
Yeah, it's the Ravens and nobody.
Okay, how about in the AFC West?
The AFC, well, that's a...
It's cool. The Chiefs and nobody, right?
Yeah, but we always say that this time of year, and then somehow the Chargers like go like 6-1 the rest of the way.
Well, they don't look like it this year. Like, they look like...
It should be the Chiefs and nobody. You are correct.
Okay, so then we have the AFC East, which is the Patriots for sure.
And then you got the Bills are interesting.
And then the AFC South, where you have a nice combo of anybody could make it there.
Houston and the Colts will both make it. Right. Those are two scary football teams.
And then so now you're looking between, you know, Jacksonville, the Jets and the Bills, you know, these are the games where this could be a huge impactful game at the end of the season. And yes, I know people probably roll their eyes, but, you know,
this is why you're one of the smart guys, because you're pointing this out right now. It's, you know, you like clip this later on in like the week 17. They're going to say, you remember back when the Jets beat the Jags? Yeah. See, this is you right here.
Well, when the Jets lose 6 in a row, well, I'll just forget that this exists, too. So, you know, I won't have to bring it up again ever. But how about Sam Darnold ghost scene in this? No, I'm just kidding.
I just read that. That's good.
Pass yards, 230. I put it up for him.
If I'm going with game over, I'm taking over on this.
How about DJ Chark receiving yards? I put it at 75. He's been really good.
It's going to be over. I'm going to hear that song at least twice this week. I'm not a fan of it.
Well, you got to watch the World Series. So, you know, they're playing it in Nats Park all over the place, and DJ Chark. More touches, Bell or Fournette in this game?
Man, you're getting really good at this. I'll be honest with you, because Bell's going to get fed a lot, but so is Fournette. I'm going to go with our boy Fournette on this one. I think he'll get more. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, they're just both completely overused. And it's funny, you know, the trade deadline comes out on Tuesday. I mean, the odds have got to be 10-1 against, but Lev Bell might move because Adam Gase doesn't like him. They fired the GM. I'll never understand Adam Gase just not liking good players. So that doesn't make any damn sense.
Don't get me started there. Do not get me started on that one.
All right, we're going to hit a break here. When we come back, we're going to finish off the rest of the Week 8 predictions, including our fun Monday Night Football game. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
NFL season. season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
In this league,
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in this league.
In the dark.
Welcome back. It's In This League on FNTSY. It's the final segment. Remember, you can find us all on the Twitter machine at Casey Bubba. He is at BD Entrick on there. I am at Bogman Sports, at Is It the Welsh, at In This League Pod, at Sports Grid, at FNTSY Radio, all the Twitters. You can interact with everyone involved here. I really like doing this show. It's a lot of fun. Casey, you have been great. I think at least one more week we're going to have you on this, and then maybe the Welsh will get back to a normal schedule, if that's even a thing that he has with his 11 children. So just kidding. It's only two, but it's to me, like, if you have two, you might as well have like 15. So I don't know what you're doing, you know.
That sounds like a cat person to me.
I mean, well, that's good. That's good stuff. You're a funny man. That's good stuff. So I would probably have another one if my apartment complex allowed me to, but they do not. And I do not want to pay an extra $50 a month. It's, you know.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, it's 50. Yeah, 50 bucks per pet up to two. You're only allowed to have two. Plus, it was a $800 deposit per pet.
What do you live in? The Taj Mahal?
No, I live in some random apartment complex in Scottsdale. It's not that great. It's much better than the last ones I've lived in. But, I mean, it's a little hoity-toity, you know, but there's still plenty of white trash over here. So I'm here. So, you know there's white trash.
Come on, brother. Man, you're better than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, barely.
Hang out with the Welsh. Cool.
Right. Don't get me started on that. Philly at Buffalo. Buffalo is a 1.5 favorite, 43.5. You said earlier Philly is not a good team. They're bad. So is this just an easy Buffalo for you?
Well, nothing's ever easy with Buffalo. But I do have the Bills winning this game. I'll take the Bills. I'll take the over. I like this one quite a bit, actually.
Bills and the over. I put Alshon catches at 5. Now, I heard he was the narc or something about the stuff going on in the locker room in Philly. He was the guy, he was the inside source, which is ridiculous as to why whoever that is would give up their source. But 5 catches after that being revealed, or is this just a game where they just don't throw it to Alshon?
You know, that's pretty gutsy of Alshon. Usually narcs in Philly, they end up in the river. So that's a ballsy move from this
he's
man.
He's part of a Super Bowl winning team, so he can do no wrong.
Oh, forgot. I'm so sorry. Because, you know, the mob bosses, they care about their kids, too. Alshon Jeffries, I'll take the over just because they need him if they do want to win. If they don't do this here, then there's some vindictive people in that room.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get targeted. I mean, I just can't. Like, if it was going to be that bad, then trade him before the deadline. Deadline's on Tuesday. Let's go.
Pull a Manny Sanders. Get him out.
Yeah. I'm excited about Manny Sanders getting out of Denver. Carson Wentz pass yards, 250.
I'll go over because I just don't believe they have any running game in Philadelphia. I don't believe it at all.
Well, I mean, they have running backs.
I know they do, but it's inconsistently and bad.
John Brown receiving yards in this one. I put it at 75.
Over. Big day from Johnny Brown.
Way over, huh?
Yep.
I think it's him and
Josh Allen, John Brown, nice cheap stack in DFS this week.
I wish I could remember the stat, and I said this on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, and I just, you know, it's one of those things when you're scrolling through Twitter late at night, and you're like, oh, that's an interesting stat, and then you wake up the next day, and you're like, why didn't I save that? Why didn't I mark that? That's dumb. I think it was Chris Godwin and John Brown are the only two wideouts to go over 50 yards in all of their team's games so far. It was something of that nature. I don't know. I think it was.
I think Chris I might have saw that. I think that rings a bell. I actually do.
Right. So, you know, it could be a thing on Twitter. Maybe it's not. So who knows? You know,
either way, it sounded great.
Yeah, it sounds right, doesn't it? So,
yes.
We'll just go with that. So we'll just say that that's a true fact that we just made up. Moving on over here to the Bengals at the Rams. The Rams are 13-point favorites. 48 is the over here.
Ooh, 13 points for the Rams. That has not been dominant, but you got Cincinnati coming to town. Give me the Rams. Give me the Rams. Give me the Rams and the under.
Rams in the under, okay.
Since he ain't scoring much.
No, but I think the Rams could put up 48 points.
Yeah, they should, but I thought that last week they were disappointed, but they should. I agree with you there.
Joe Mixon, total yards, 50.
God, this is depressing. Like, I'm literally like benching Mixon these days. It's so bad. Yeah. I'm going to go over, but if he doesn't go over, then the under definitely hits in this game.
Yeah, that's I don't know, though. I think they could throw Andy Dalton throws those late picks. They could go for six. Who knows? Cooper Kupp catches. I'm going to put it at 7 because, like Godwin, what are you supposed to put it at? He always gets 6 or 7.
I'm going to go over, and I want to apologize now. This game's in London, so remember that.
That game's in London?
Yes, I just remember that halfway through this when I said they're at home. They are. This game is in London, though, and that's a slop fest. Can I please take the over now?
Yeah, you can take the over now.
I want the Rams to be over because nothing good ever happens in these games.
I forgot that game was in London.
Yes, this is London.
The whole week, too. I don't know. You know why? It's because it's one of those normal start times.
Yep.
10 a.m. kickoff, but I like that. I would rather have it at 10 a.m., of course. You know,
I want to watch. I want to watch the stadium with like 75 different colored jerseys because there's all fans that aren't a part of these two teams there. That's what I want to see live.
Isn't that what everybody wants to see? Come on, don't be a spoiler here. Todd Gurley total yards 80. Set it low.
This is a good number because Malcolm Brown's going to be out, and so it's him and Henderson in the backfield. I'm still going to take the under. It's Melvin Gordon and Todd Gurley. It's like, I don't know. It feels bad, but they're not the same guys right now.
How about Arizona at New Orleans? New Orleans favored by 10, 48.5 is the over.
The Teddy Bridgewaters are favored by 10. And this is outstanding. I will take New Orleans and the over.
New Orleans and the over. That is what I took, I believe, too. Let me double check. No, I took the under. Yeah, I took the under because the Cardinals look bad. Drew Brees snaps 1, over or under?
I'm going to take under. I really hope he does not play. Like, you have a bye week coming up, get it completely healthy, then come back. Let Teddy go 6-0, then come back and try to keep it going.
Chase Edmonds total yards. DJ's a game time decision, which in the fantasy world means that he'll be active and not play, right? So I'm going to go Chase Edmonds as the main back. Total yards 80 for him.
I'm going to go over. I told people in chats on Sunday, play Chase Edmonds. He's cheap. He's going to play a lot. Because even going into this past week, when Johnson played, Edmonds kept getting his workload increased. And then with the way the injury was described, I got lucky, let's say. But at the same time, I thought he'd still have a pretty good workload. I think it stays the same this week.
Kyler Murray, total yards, 270.
Yeah, the yardage last week was really surprising with Kyler Murray. But I will take I'll take the under on this one again.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I picked the under. I'm just not confident in this offense right now. Going on the road against New Orleans, tough place to play. Oakland at Houston. Houston favored by 6.5 points. 51.5 is the over here.
Give me Houston and the over. This is going to be a big, big game. Like, I like that Buffalo stack. I like Detroit stack. Houston is going to. Yeah, they're going to make people forget about last week in Indianapolis.
DeAndre Hopkins reception 7.5.
Over.
Like if I put it at 9.5.
I think he gets 10, but that's a little hard to take over 9.5. But I think he gets 10.
Josh Jacobs total yards 80. He had over 100 last week, but he comes into this week banged up. So I feel like they're going to spread it around a little bit. But I think, you know, 80 total is probably a decent number to pick from.
He's gone over 100, I think, in back-to-back games. I'm going to go over in this one. He said it. He's one of these pro athletes, shocker, that has an ego that looked online. They didn't at Josh Jacobs. They just had it in there. So he searched his name And they said something about him being hurt and not being good. And he said he hurt himself on the first play last week and still went for over 100. He'll be playing.
Darren Waller. Darren Waller receiving yards, 75.
Over. This is the receiver. This is the wide receiver one playing tight end.
Yeah, Williams might come back, but he's the number one.
Are you worried about Garneau or Garreau or whatever heck his name is? The Island of Moreau?
No. Foster Moreau?
Yeah.
No, they run two tight end sets with Moreau, and that's what they did. A couple games that they've won, they ran a ton of two tight end sets. So I'm not really worried about Foster Moreau, but I did pick him up in one league last week and he scored a touchdown. So
was it your guillotine league?
No, it was not. I have Mark Andrews in that one, but I had to pick up stupid Kyle Rudolph, got me three catches the other night. So, Carolina at San Francisco, the Niners favored by 5.5, putting their undefeated streak on the line here. 42.5 is the over.
Yeah, Carolina coming off the bye week is CMC an extra week to go. I'll take Carolina and the over in this game. Niners win, but Carolina covers.
CMC total yards 100.
Over, please.
Ho. And Niners D is pretty good. Manny Sanders receiving yards, and they said today he's going to play a lot. So 45 is what I set it at because he's new and they don't throw the ball that much.
It's going to go over. They don't throw it a lot, but this is one of those that feels like they're going to want to get him involved to get him a part of the team because something went wrong in Denver. I like the over.
George Kittle catches at 6.
Under.
Under because Manny's going over, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. I took the Niners in this game, but I don't feel very confident about it. Denver at Indianapolis. Indy, 5.5-point favorites in this one. And 43 is the over. I guess Denver getting a little bit of extra rest, but they looked horrible on Thursday night last week. What do you think about this one?
Give me the AFC South champion Colts and the under.
Colts and the under. I picked the Colts and the over in this one.
The over is tempting. Don't blame you.
It's just because it's a low number because it's 43. Cortland Sutton receiving yards. I put it 75.
Under. Boo. Because they can double him now with no Manny. He's in trouble.
Boo. Someone else has to step up. Deshaun or Noah.
Do you see he's throwing the ball?
I understand. And that's why I actually got the Welsh to flip to Indy because he was going to take Denver. And all I said was Joe Flacco. And he went back to Indy. Jacoby Brissett, pass yards, 275.
He'll be really close, but I'm going to take under. I think if he said total yards, I take over because he'll run it a lot, but under for passing.
Marlon Mack, rush yards against Denver, 80.
I'm going to go over. Marlon Mack has a big game this Sunday.
Cleveland at New England. New England, 12.5-point favorites. 46 is the over on this one.
Cleveland coming off a bye. It doesn't matter. New England and the over.
New England and the over. I went New England and the under. I think it was like
the under's tempting because they might win like 45-0.
Yeah, 35-0, 35-3, 35-10, something like that. Nick Chubb rush yards, 55, I put it at.
I'm going to go over. I think Chubb still gets his. I think he'll get his one way or another.
Patriots D, I put the turnovers for them at 3.
That's a hell of a number. I would have picked 3 exactly. I'll take the under, but that's a good one because I just don't see 4, but I guess if any team could do it, it's them.
Sonny Michel touchdowns. He's been great as of recent. I put it at 1.5 in this game against Cleveland.
Under. It was 2 weeks ago was a Tom Brady week. Last week was Sonny Michel. This week we get James White. People don't forget, James White was down inside the 2 like 3 times last week.
I didn't watch any of that game. I didn't watch one second. Yes,
I have James White like everywhere, so I watched it, and it was...
It's the first game I didn't watch any of this NFL season. I went to a fall league game with the Welsh, so...
You saw something better.
Probably. We recorded a secret show in the stands. It was fun. Green Bay at Kansas City. Green Bay favored by 3.5. The over's 48.
I know this seems simple because no Mahomes, but I'm taking Green Bay. Like I said on the recap, I really like Green Bay, what they're doing. No Mahomes is huge. It's tremendously huge. I'll take Green Bay and the over.
Green Bay and the over. Aaron Rodgers pass yards against Kansas City. I'm going to put it at 315 because I don't know what you're supposed to do if you're making a prop for him in this game. So I'm going to put it at a lot, 315.
I'm going to go over.
Yep. Let's go. Let's go, guillotine team. See, I've got Aaron Rodgers and I've got Aaron Jones. So we need the Packers to score a bunch of points this week for me to move on. LeSean McCoy, total yards, 85, I put it here.
It's a good number. They're going to want to run the ball a lot, but I'm going to take under.
Boo. Boo. I have too many shares. He needs to hit 85. How about 75 and in the end zone once? How about that?
Okay, that works. It's still under.
Matt Moore, pass yards, 250.
I'll go over. Like I said before, he's not great, but he can move the ball. I got the game over, so Matt Moore goes over.
The game of the week, the best
great
Monday
show,
night
Boggs.
Football.
Great show. Pleasure chatting with you.
The best Monday night football game of the year, of course. One winless team and one team under 500. Pittsburgh somehow are 14-point favorite. I don't know how they're 14-point favorites in this game. Probably because they just beat the crap out of the Chargers, and they're coming off a bye week. But Pittsburgh minus 14, and the over is 43. How do you see this one playing out?
Are they going to let Mason Rudolph throw the ball down the field?
I can't imagine that they will.
I'm going to take Miami and the over.
Miami and the over. All right, I went with Miami and the under because I don't think
I was thinking under.
Yeah, they're not going to throw the ball, downfield. They haven't yet. So, I mean, maybe they will. But how much of that was, I don't know. I can't remember when Rudolph got out of the concussion protocol. I think it was Friday or Saturday. So, I guess he's had a week of practice. I just don't know if it's enough to install all kinds of new stuff. So probably a lot of dump offs. And Connor is coming into this game banged up. Total yards, 85 for him.
I'm going to go over. I think you can get that in the first half. They'll have a comfortable lead. They can rest and let Benny Snell go wild.
Juju Smith-Schuster receiving yards. I put it at 65.
Under.
I think that might be the easiest under that we've ever had in this one. Under. I don't need to explain. Like, it's under. Like, he's been terrible.
Juju needs Duck to be throwing to him.
Oh, God. No, he doesn't.
Because Duck has that, I don't care mentality, which Juju needs.
He needs not Mason Rudolph or Devlin Hodges throwing him the ball. That's what he needs. what really pisses me off is watching Terrell Edmunds get burned in the secondary and then watching Lamar Jackson go crazy, knowing that that could have been the Steelers pick. They could have taken Lamar Jackson instead, but I digress here. Fitzmagic pass yards, 240.
Over, please. Just because he has to throw it 50 times.
I think it's over too. And I think that this game is going to be much closer than 14. Hopefully it won't end up like the flood bowl with the weird punt and all that stuff from the last Monday Night Football between the Dolphins and the Steelers. But that is going to be it for us. Wrapping it up here for In This League on FNTSY. Remember all the Twitters at BDNTrick for KC Bubba, at Bogman Sports for me, at Is It the Welsh for the Welsh. And we hope you guys win all your matchups. Pray for me in Guillotine, and we'll see you next week. Take it easy, everybody.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.